Anyone who's been to Moravia will most probably have sampled a glass of Slivovica, the potent, clear spirit usually made from plums, which is synonymous with the region and which the local inhabitants are extremely proud of. Although many Moravians distill their own Slivovica, there are also a handful of Czech firms who sell it on the Czech market. But this might be about to change. A new proposed regulation before the European Parliament could mean that these distilleries might not be able to call their product Slivovica in the future. Lenka Petakova has more.
In April, a new regulation is to go before the European Parliament, which, if passed, would define Slivovica as a spirit made from plum juice with alcohol added to it. If this is approved, it means that the traditional distilled Moravian liquor would no longer be able to call itself Slivovica. Naturally, distillers, some of whom have been selling Slivovica for decades, are up in arms about the proposed move. They say changing the name of their product could have a detrimental effect on their business. I spoke earlier with the owner of a small family-run distillery in Moravia, Martin Žufánek, and asked him what Moravian Slivovica is actually made from.
Slivovica has always been made from plums. Here in Slovácko, we've always made Slivovica from various kinds of plums. We use ordinary plain plums as well as different cultivated plums such as the Stanley. So it's a mixture of plums, but it's always been just plums and nothing else.
Mr. Žufánek says that if the proposed legislation is passed, it could have major repercussions for his company.
If the new EU regulation is approved and the new definition of Slivovica means that it becomes some kind of liquid made from fruit juice with alcohol added to it, our company would have to think about a new name for our products. We take pride in producing our Slivovica and various fruit liqueurs, using nothing but fruit without any extra alcohol added. The new legislation would therefore have a negative impact on our company's strategy and philosophy. At the moment, I don't know what exactly we would do.
One thing Mr. Žufánek is sure of, however, is that his company would sell less Slivovica than before, because it would take some time for customers to get used to the new name of the product. One small consolation for Mr. Žufánek, however, is that Czech diplomats and members of the European Parliament have promised that they will fight tooth and nail to try to and save Czech Slivovica and change the definition in the legislation before it is voted on next month.